This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Time now for Ride and Run. Boys took a break last week. They're back in the studios here today. And we're very happy to see the smiling faces, Cole Daniels and Kyle May. Good morning, guys. And we still have a lot of great weather ahead. In fact, this week looks like a pretty good week compared to the heat and humidity we've been dealing with for the last 6-7 days. And ready to go. How was your vacation?
It was fantastic.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. My two daughters and I took a trip down to Chattanooga for a couple days. And enjoyed some of the sights and sounds and just the general vibe.
What do you do in Chattanooga?
So we went to Rock City. It's a rock garden it's been there since the 1930s, I believe. And it's really cool. I have memories going there as a kid.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things like, yeah, if I get a chance, I'm going to go back. And that was our chance.
All right. Very cool.
They enjoyed it.
Great when you connect those memories and then give her memories.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, welcome back. You went to Santa Claus, Indiana. I remember going there as a kid. My dad's family was all from Boonville, Indiana, which is down near where Santa Claus Land is. It's a whole interesting thing. But it used to be nothing. Now it's kind of a water park and all kinds of cool stuff,
yeah,
right?
It's a pretty serious amusement park and water park. And there's some of the we rode the Planet's number one ranked roller coaster.
Really?
Which was pretty intense for some of the group. But
you?
No, I loved it. Yeah. It was a good time.
Well, let me ask you this. What's action like at the store right now? And as we still have a lot of, I mean, people talk about, you know, oh, the summer's almost over. I mean, we're heading into my favorite time of the year. You know, we get out of this sort of August heat and start to get into the pre-fall and fall time. There's no better time to ride.
Yeah, so the humidity gets taken out of the air, and it's more enjoyable. Like, you can get out in the morning and ride, and it's, like, right now, it's 64 degrees. It's a little bit wet out, but you can still ride. In the evenings, you know, we still have daylight, so it's not a concern. But yeah, the temperature's really nice. It's enjoyable. I mean, and then we're going to get to the time of season when the crops come out, and then you've got just wide open ranges to pretty much.
It is a whole different thing when you can actually see around the corner.
Then
you get all the colors too, right? I mean, it's just, I love fall. Mm-hmm. All right. So talk to me about some of the groups. They've got rides coming up. You got kids mountain bike group rides. You got all kinds of things that are happening.
Yeah. So the Decatur Kids mountain bike group ride is picking up some popularity. They've had some consistent, events and getting more and more people to show up. It's a great opportunity to get kids out on mountain bikes off-road. You know, it's not too serious. It's, you know, it's matched to their abilities. So you're on grass and dirt, and there's some features that you can practice on. But, you know, just getting kids comfortable with that, you know, instead of just riding them on the road and figuring stuff out on their own.
It is a strange thing, right? I mean, if you go back to my childhood, every kid knew the ins and outs of riding a bike, and that's all you did. That's how, I mean, that was your car. That's how you got around. Not so much today, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. It's not as dire as it used to be.
But our bike was like, before you could drive a car, it was freedom. I mean, it was, you know, you got to leave the house and get to wherever you were going. That bike was the vehicle.
Yeah I mean, I remember riding my bike to school, and that was my thing.
Yeah, get out and get a bike, get them active. Is something that we really need to worry about as a community. All right, you got your weekly group ride still going on Wednesdays?
Yes, Wednesdays, leave the shop at 6. We're going to alternate that between a gravel ride and a road ride. So just to keep all parties interested, you know, we still want to ride on the gravel. You know, also to just keep people interested, get people out on a new pavement or a new surface. So give people the opportunity to try something out.
All right. Kyle's been telling me for years about the tour to Casey's, which is coming up towards the end of this month on August 21st. How did this all start? How did it begin?
So Casey's stop is very popular on any cycling ride.
Casey's is a thing.
Yeah. So we call it a C stop. Uh-huh. And, you know, they've got everything that you need. You can go in there and get free fountain water and, you know, a donut or If you're brave enough, a slice of pizza.
I love cases.
Most long rides in the country, you got to stop for a snack.
Yeah, yeah, so. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And there's Casey's everywhere.
And there's, yeah, and consistency between
When did Casey's arrive?
I think they just came out of the corn one day. And just
no, I mean, as a kid, I remember Hawks, you know, but I don't have early memories.
My teenage years.
Your teenage years when Casey's arrived? Yeah, because
they built one near my house, and I was the first customer at that one. I had a paper
out. Of course you were.
So I was like,
were you lined up to meet, you know, did you get autographs? Are there pictures?
I would have. Mm-hmm. The store, Johnny Casey was there.
And they're from Iowa.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A bunch of them up there.
I just wondered when they popped up because they weren't on the landscape and then they were everywhere. So tell me about this ride. It's on a Sunday.
Yes. It's on 21st. We're leaving Fairview Park at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Ride bikes, eat pizza, meet friends, and repeat.
Yeah.
There's two ride options. The full pie, which is 102.5 miles with 8 Casey stops.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's another option, which is called the slice, which is 58 miles and 4 Casey stops. The challenge of the ride is to eat a warmer slice of pizza at every stop. It's yet to be accomplished in the 9 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So no one's gone through 8 pieces of pie?
No. And it's the warmer one, too. It's not like you order one. It's the one that's been sitting there for a little
bit. The one
bit.
That's in the little spinning rack.
Yeah. So it's important.
It's an awkward rack, you know, because you want the sausage or whatever, and it's behind the other, and you got to wait for it to rotate. Yeah. You got to time the opening of the door and then, you know, grabbing the little thing.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. Well, man, I hope somebody gets to the whole thing after 9 years. all right. Prairie Paddle also coming up in September.
Yes.
And this is the Conservation District, a fundraiser for them.
Yes. So it's there's multiple ride options. Support natural areas and wildlife in Macon County by riding your bicycle. There's a 20, a 40, and a 62-mile route. All funds support Macon County Conservation Foundation and District.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Let's talk a little bit with Kyle here. How you doing? Back after a week off.
Yeah.
What's the store looking like today?
A lot of shoes in. We've been staying pretty busy, even with the hot weather and all the rain last week and everything, too. We got new Brooks Glycerin in and the new Hoka Bondi 8 that's been selling really well. And then yesterday we got delivery of all black Bondi 8s in the men's Clifton. So we got a lot of people that at work have to wear all black shoes.
Like industry folks, right?
Yeah.
You know, working in restaurants or all types of different.
Yeah, my kid works at Papa Murphy's. They're supposed to wear black shoes. So
yeah.
I got him a pair recently. We got a lot of people that are food service or just, have to wear them for work. So we have some great options. We've had a couple, the Brooks Ghost and the On Cloud Stratus in all black, but kicking up the Bondis to the all black version. We've had the leather one, but now we got like the mesh one, so it breathes a little bit better and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're on your feet all day and need a black pair of shoes, come see us. So,
good stuff.
It'll sell well.
Now, I know that this Illinois reduced tax rate from back to school, it was one of the things that everybody was sort of sending out press releases over the last couple of weeks if you're an elected official. But basically, if you buy shoes under $125, is that the threshold?
Yeah, it's, you know, other fleet feats around the country have a tax-free weekend and just everything's, there's no tax, but Illinois is at least starting something this year. It's a little convoluted for us, but yeah, it's footwear under $125. It's a tax discount, so you get 5%.
It's by basically cut in half.
Yeah, instead of 9.25% sales tax, you get 4.25% sales tax. Except cross country spikes, they don't count as the under $125 because come back to school, that doesn't anyway. And then clothing under $125, sandals count, insoles and socks. So it's like just a kind of a select. I can't quite figure out. It doesn't roll off the tongue to market it, but there is like a little bit of a discount on sales tax on some of the products through the 14th.
People still do. You know, you do your back-to-school shopping, you get a new pair of shoes or sneakers, whatever. You come out and get a little bit of a break.
And we have
support local business.
The Brooks Ghost is a huge seller for us, and it just dropped to $110, so it qualifies. So it's only 4.25% tax instead of 9.25%. So we got a couple other shoe options that fall under the $125 price point, too. Just weird that they don't do cross country spikes. Which, speaking of cross country spikes, that season is hitting
right now. And if you could say cross country spikes 6 or 7 more times.
Well, we have a lot of them right now. They've been extremely hard to get the last year.
I get that. I'm glad the kids are still running cross country.
Yeah,
they were always kind of the strange kids in school.
I think it's a little bit more
teenagers that go
now.
Like, let's go run for miles and miles and miles. No, it is. So what? I don't even have any idea. What do spikes cost? Just out of curiosity.
$80 or so.
Really?
Yeah. And that's the starting point. They keep going from there. You can get carbon plated ones for like $200 and
no
stuff
kid.
Like that. But yeah, we're carrying some Under Armour spikes, some New Balance, and some Saucony ones. And like Saucony, they ended up like canceling all the men's colors. We only got the women's, and New Balance, we only got a single one of each one. So like it's been really hard getting spikes right now. So Under Armour, we've carried them in the past, and they were brought to my attention that they actually have some in stock. So we're carrying some of them right now, and they look great. They've been selling all right. So, and then with that, a lot of people get trainers too. So they'll get like a faster pair of lightweight tennis shoes and do some of their running miles in, and then do the competitions and the spikes. So it's just a super thin sole, and it has a couple like metal spikes in the 4 foot. So you have traction whenever you're running cross country.
Are the spikes built in?
That you can take, yeah, there's little threaded inserts you can take.
So you can
them
take
in
them
out.
In and out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. All right, what events are coming up on your side of the shop?
So we have Run United that's coming up on the 20th. So that's coming up really soon, so you should get signed up for that. We got really cool hats that should be in any time, and the drawings of them look awesome, so those are going to be really good. It's at 5 p.m. It starts at Fairview Park. We run through Milliken, finish in front of in the Oakwood area for the Oakwood block party, and then have a little post party at in front of Fleet Feet. Coffee Connection runs ended, so that was a fun little run for the summer. We'll bring those back again next year, I think. And then Tuesday night park runs ended, but we're gonna do a Fleet Feet run from Sand Creek at 6 p.m. It's like a self-led run walk, but a bunch of people are meeting there on Tuesdays at 6 to go check out the Sand Creek trail area. So it's just south of town. If you've not been there before, conservation property, speaking of the conservation ride and stuff like that, it's a really nice park down there. And then, St. Jude Run was this past weekend. That went really well, and they raised a bunch of money for St. Jude. And then this Saturday, it might be a little late to sign up if you haven't trained, but there's a 8-hour ultra run, Howl at the Moon, over in Danville at Kickapoo, or at is it Kickapoo State? No, what state park is that over there? Anyway, so it's over in that area. So it's an 8-hour, like a 3.5-mile loop, and you run a bunch of laps there and have snack breaks in between and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
All right, tell me about your trip to Iowa.
So I came out of bike retirement and worked on bikes for RAGBRAI, which is the, I forget what it stands for. It's right across Iowa. It's like a 8-day thing. A buddy of mine owns a shop there. I met up with him. I did it last year. Kind of knew what I was getting into again this year. And it was crazy. Up at 5 a.m. every morning and on the road, or setting up our tents and repair stands and stuff, and staying busy for several hours. There's like 20,000 people that are doing this ride, and just so much random.
How do they build something like that?
You talked about it. I don't know what the magic thing is that made it work. Like, it was just a few guys that started it, and from the newspaper, and then it just blew up, and it's just this huge thing. And these little towns know that it's coming every year, and it can make their, they're buying like new water towers from the pancake breakfast that they made money on and things like that. I mean, it's a huge cash influx to the little towns that it stops in. So
the Register's annual Great Bicycle Ride is what that stands for. The Register being the Des Moines Register, mm-hmm. Right? Which is the big newspaper there in Iowa. I always wonder, you think about events and you think about what would be great for like the economy and for the community, and something like that would seem to be like really cool to have. And I don't know what makes it work either. Sometimes it's just magic. Sometimes it's just sort of luck of the draw. But it would be a cool thing to host a big race here.
Yeah, there's a huge, like the amount of state police that help out with the thing. I mean, it's like this huge rolling closed roads. I mean, it's crazy. I the logistics of it and everything is pretty nuts.
So. Goes back to 1973. Yeah. So it was before Olivia Newton-John.
The 50th year is next year, so yeah. It's going to be huge and probably going to go through Des Moines, and they're saying like 100,000 people will probably be out one of the days riding. So
there you go.
I'll probably be going back. We do have a program coming up for Sand Creek Trail Run. After Run United ends, we're going to have a meeting August 17th in the evening, and it's going to be like a four-week program that'll get you from the end of Run United to the Sand Creek Trail Run, which is September 17th. So there's info out on that. It's like a trail express program. So it's 4 weeks, and it's going to be like trail games, scavenger hunts, things like that out at Sand Creek. So we have info on that on the August 17th. And there's info on it on our website about that training program. So we're doing that.
All right. SpinCity.co, FleetFeetDecaturIL.com. You can check out the websites, follow them on social media, ride and run. Guys, stay dry. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.